more tears. Getting 100 years, that's my mama fear. Lord, I don't wanna see them gates close on me. Don't fuck with niggas, cause I'm scared they might fold on me.
Yes, sir, my name Truth. I mean, I represent Triple P's. All about, stands for prevail, progress, prosper. All about growing, all about uplifting. Definitely my community, my black community. I'm 19 years old, South Central LA. You mean stay in the jungles, and yeah, you know, I'm just trying to make a better. I mean, trying to make a change, just trying to be better for my community, for my black people, most definitely, and definitely for the youth, next generation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nah, that's definitely what's up. So, how long you been doing this? Like, what age you started out?
So Triple P's has been a big thing since last September, September 1st. That's the first day we ever went out there, like put our stuff out there. But Triple P's is, you know, like Triple P's is has always been like created. I created that when I was younger, when I was like 16. I used to all, Triple P stands for TP3 too. Like TP3 is just the logo. But I used to always just be like, oh yeah, we TP3, you feel me? Like anybody used to be around, or not anybody used to be around, but it used to be me, my two little brothers, and my cousin Rob. We used to represent TP3. And, you know, just, stuff started getting big last year. Started really like progressing, like we started really going out there selling our merch, putting our name out there, and you know, making a difference. So yeah,
that's what's up, man. 16, that's real dope, brother. That's real dope. So I know, you know, you said you in LA. I know I know it's a lot of violence. So how do you cope with that, you know, on your side of LA?
Yeah, so I'm not gonna lie, like, it's hard to cope with, because when you seeing your young black men and your young black women dying to this shit, and like just dying for no reason, just like dying to like the gang violence and stuff. See, like a lot of kids my age, 19, you know, they'd be like the head leaders of this type of stuff, you feel me? But growing up, I understood it. Like, God's giving me this gift. Cause number one, this gift is not from me. I did not get this realization for myself. It's not like one day I just woke up and just understood that like my eyes is open. Everybody else is blind, but my eyes, like, nah, all this is just a gift from God that God's given to me to be able to be the one out of the few that fall to the system, fall to the streets, fall to that lifestyle. So I was blessed to have this gift to understand that, damn, even though I am y'all age, I'm going to choose to try to be better and be a leader. And even me being y'all age, I'm not just going to be talking about, oh, me being better. I'm going to show y'all that I'm going to be better. And I'm a go out there and lead by example. You know, a lot of niggas, they could talk all day about making change, and oh, how it's so bad out here in these streets, and all this crazy. But what you talking about? It? Well, what you gonna go out there and do to change it? You feel me? So I really chose, you know, to like really put my foot down and like go out there and start making change. Feel me? Start being a voice. Start speaking. Start talking to the kids, and you know, being the leader that I'm supposed to be, for sure. Yes, sir.
And all praises to the Most High, my brother. That's real. So, you ain't involved in no gangs and all that. So how did you stay out of that? And how do you know the people you know or your friends who are in the gangs? How do they, you know, feel about you not, you know, taking part in that?
So like I said, first reason why I'm not in no gang, not in no streets, is because of God. Right. I'm gonna put God first before anything, because at the end of the day, I would not be able to be where I'm at if it wasn't for God. And then as well as, so the second thing, just from me myself, man, the realization of knowing that, like, damn, bro, like, my young black people are really out here, like really out here, like, being ignorant, like, really out here killing each other for. And then you ask a question to them, like, what you killing him over there for? They have no answer to it. They don't even know why they doing it. They just doing it. They just like, oh, what you game bang for? Cause I've been living this life all my life. I don't be understanding that type of stuff. Like I mean, like me, I grew up in the 40s. I grew up in the 40s in my house. I'm telling you, my house was a house full of. That used to be the spot. That used to be the spot where all the niggas, like the older niggas from 40s, to come. To my mom, she was affiliated with the 40s. So, like, I grew up around that. I went to Crenshaw, Westchester, all that. Like, I seen it all. But I just had a different perspective. I had a different perspective on how I wanted to go about my life. Like, it's too easy to fall to the system. It's too easy to be sitting in prison all day. Like, I for sure wanted to be different. And I definitely chose that path to be different. And when it comes down to the kids, like, seeing me, definitely the young kids inside the jungles, or even not even young kids, the people my age that be in the jungles, and they be seeing me, they see me doing all this positive stuff, and they be like, yeah, this little nigga, he different. Like, somebody like me, they probably wish they had somebody like me inside their gang. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, that gang stuff ties into, like, wanting somebody to truly, like, I guess, like, truly love them, or truly, like, help them, or get them, you know, like, you know, better them. So every time they listen to their big homies, they think the advice that they're giving them is trying to, you know, they think that's love. You feel me? They think that's, like, they think that they're showing care to them. They think that's, like, you feel me? Like, they don't get that shit at home. So they look at their big homies like, yeah, this the big homie. I'm going to listen to whatever he tell me to do. So he go about whatever, he go about his life, however his big homie do. But I'm for sure somebody that speak up to where I got young niggas inside, even young niggas that game bang, even they be like, hey, bro, you really big, bro, for real. Like, you be out here speaking truth, you feel me? Even though I'm out here game banging with you, you be speaking facts, bro. So, man. Yes, sir.
I commend you for that, my brother, for showing, you know, another path for the youngins to take. And I know, it, you know, it's not easy for you. And, you know, I commend you for that, my brother. And Ron Khan, you got anything to say? Salute.
Nah, not really, man. I'm just listening to y'all, man. I'm gonna come up with a couple of questions in a few.
All right. Have you ever heard of T. Rogers, or have you ever met him? Oh, you're on mute. Yeah.
Nah. I never heard. Well, I have heard of T. Rogers, but I never, like, I don't know who that is, honestly. But I've heard that name before, for sure.
Okay.
I got a question. You know any activists, any other activists that you tapped into out there in LA?
Nah, I don't know nobody. Like, I'm really doing this by myself. Like, okay, I'm doing this on my lonely, and I've been out here searching for people. Like, but I've probably been searching in the wrong places, because I'd be trying to reach my hand out to, like, celebrities and stuff. To try to get them to open their eyes to somebody like me. But who the fuck am I? I'm nobody right now. Like, so
you is somebody. You somebody for the youth. So get that out your head. You is somebody.
Right.
I appreciate that, King, bro. For real, for real. And like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's kind of hard doing it by myself. Because it's like, when it comes down to these little, like, the youth, they're quick to, like, follow trends. They like to follow waves. So if I'm having a march for peace and they don't really see too many people at my march, they ain't gonna want to be coming to something like this So the fact that I gotta do this by myself, but it's still hard. And I be trying to reach my hand out to bigger people to try to collab with them so we can get these type of events, not just marches, but all different type of events for the youth, for the kids inside of LA, definitely the black kids, to host these events. I got all type of blueprints, all type of blueprint solutions to get kids out these streets and to do better in their life. And it's hard because I ain't really found nobody that's like really. Like, people be interested in what I be, like, what I'm doing. But I'm just meaning, like, on my level, like, that little vision that God give everybody, that vision that God's giving me, he like, you know, not too many other people that really see my vision are, like, really, like, indulged into my, you feel me, into what I got going on. It's like, I just got, yeah. So, I'm hoping that I for sure, like, get some people, like, on board, like,
we definitely gonna tap you in with a couple of people, man. You know, some good activists that I know out there in LA. You know, I know Daoud Sherrells, you know, he good. You know, T Rogers, he had Sidewalk University. Who else? Skip, he got Second Call, you know, Big Skip for 20s, you know. You know, you gotta tap in with all these activists and, you know, get your shit right. You know what I'm saying? You know, you a young homie, you know, you a young, you know, dude coming up right now, you know? You know, you could pick up things from the older ones, if you know what I mean. But it's definitely good though. It's definitely good. You moving. What school you go to? Or went to?
Went to
Crenshaw.
Okay. How was it coming up?
I dropped out of school when I was like 16.
Okay.
Like it was more of a realization, like when someone says school not for everybody, that stuff is truth.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, bro, there's real life black man leaders. You feel me? That ain't went to high school, but you feel me? They got careers. They got money. You got to understand, like, at the end of the day, school is really just school, high school. Let me not say middle school because, you know, you really need all that type of stuff. But like, when it comes down to, like, the like things inside high school, those are just tools that a majority of us are not going to be using. Like I've talked to people, like, they 40 years old, 30 years old. I'm like, oh, you still use the tools from high school? They're like, no, not really, because their career had nothing to do with what they learned in high school. So I soaked that in and understood that what I got to do in this life, like giving my life to God, all these different things, like speaking truth to the youth, like having, like, you know, having wisdom, all that don't have nothing to do with what I was learning in school. I'm learning what I was learning in school, just like, you feel me, just nonsense. And then most definitely when it comes out to my black history, you feel me?
Yeah,
they're not gonna teach you about your black man. I'm talking about, I know a lot about my black history. I know about us being the original Indians that used to be in this country. Man, they ain't gonna teach you none of that.
And exactly.
They're gonna tell you that all your peoples came from Africa.
How
all our people come from Africa on them damn ships? That's a lot of damn people. And they're gonna tell you the Mexicans is the people, like the Indians.
Indigenous.
The Indians that was here, the Aboriginal Indian, like right. Aboriginal. They gonna say the Mexicans. Those is the Mexican people. Nah, bro, that's our people. Those was us. When they came and committed genocide, when they slaughtered all those people, they took the land, and all that. That was us. That was us that was here. Man, they gonna hide all that inside them history books. And man, they be talking about nonsense at school. I really understood this because I had to really put myself out there when it comes out to listen to elders, you feel me? The elders, my black elders, they really got knowledge and wisdom. Them teachers in school, what they be talking about just nothing. Like, and it's not them. Let me not blame it on the teachers. It's the board. You feel me? It's how the school being ran. Who they being ran by? They choose to what they want the kids to want to learn inside them classes. So, I really opened up my after dropping out of high school. I really seek out my own knowledge to open up my mind so that I could have wisdom and knowledge when I go out there and do what I'm doing. From
Okay. He going in.
Yeah, that was deep, man. I believe the same thing. And you said at 16, you start doing your activism. You came to this knowledge. You left school. At 16, you did all that.
Got a strong brain.
That's a fact.
Yeah, real strong.
Yeah, you a couple of years ahead of me, my brother. Listen. So who's some of your inspirations and stuff, you know, who you know, inspired you to get into this type of work and stuff?
I got Malcolm X. You see, I got Malcolm X, Nipsey Hussle, and somebody, his name was XXXTentacion. So Malcolm X, he was very big when it came down to speaking the truth about black people. And when I understood, I started seeing, oh, this is why they don't want to teach Malcolm X in them schools no more. Because what Malcolm X used to say and what Martin Luther King used to say, yeah, them white people, of course, going to be on board with what Martin Luther King was saying, because Malcolm X was putting his foot on these white people's necks when it came down to that truth. You know, like he was saying, man, I watched all them type of documentaries to things that Malcolm X was saying. Man, he exposed a lot of stuff, you feel me? And Martin Luther King, he kind of, what Martin Luther King say, he put his peoples inside of like a burning house, you know, like, because at the end of the day, when they segregated, I mean, when they integrated us with these white people, man, you start seeing everything start falling off. For me, that system, that systematic stuff, that stuff start taking over, because they knew black people 10 times stronger when they stick together with their own people on that side. Y'all stay on that side, we're gonna stay on this side, and it was no gangs. We wasn't out there killing each other. We wasn't doing all this. We wasn't segregated. We stayed with each other. We knew who our enemies was. We knew who our true enemies was. And it was that side. Nowadays, we look at our enemies. Oh, it's blood over there. Or it's Crip over there. Or it's Fodies, BPS, this and that, Hoovers. We look at ourselves as our enemies. Man,
that's why young nigga preach.
That right there, that's that nonsense. The second, Nipsey Hussle. To me, I like Nipsey Hussle because of his entrepreneurship, his knowledge on when it came down to, like, you know, growing in business, owning land. You feel me? And fuck some jury. You feel me? Fuck all that car, yeah, clothes. Yeah. All that. Let's go get some assets. You feel me? I tune into stuff like that. You feel me? Not too much on the 6-0 Crip stuff. For me, I'm not really with none of that. But his knowledge when it came down to, like, that wisdom he had on that, I for sure tuned into that. And I for sure look at him like a king. You feel me? Like every king not perfect. I could say that, but he for sure was that king. I ain't gonna lie. And then the last one, XXX, that's more like a rapper in my generation. But he was big on positivity. Like that's where my big positivity come from, because his life was like pure like depression and stuff, and going through crazy stuff, going to jail, being crazy mental. Young nigga, and then he flipped his whole life around and changed his whole image, the way he is. All he started doing is preaching positivity. So I most definitely get that from him, like that positivity stuff. I want to for sure, you know, live out a dream that he wasn't able to have for me, because he passed away when he was 20. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, sir. Yeah.
I got a question for you. Yo, man, what you think about Joe Biden, man?
Joe Biden? I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I don't even get into the politics. Like, now that's one thing I really I've never even cared for. You feel me? I never even cared to even learn that type of stuff. You know, like
Nah, you should know about politics, man. You know why you should know about politics? I'm about to tell you why you should learn about politics, man. Because you want to know what your people want. Remember that.
Remember that.
Yes, sir.
It's what the people want. Always remember that. Yes, you got to give the people what they want. You know, Joe Biden can't give the people what they want. Who knows? Years from now, you might be the one to give them what they want. You the future.
Right.
Man. For real, for
real. You got my vote.
Nah, it's all love, though. You working.
That'd be crazy if I ran for president. Like some years from now, like, man, nah. But they wouldn't even want somebody like me in there. You feel me?
Let me tell you something, man. If you can make a horse drink water, you're capable of doing anything. Just put your mind to it. If you could gather up 100 people to march with you, you could gather up 100 people to campaign.
Real talk.
That's true.
For real. Over here at Ron Connie's podcast, we just don't talk about bullshit. We talk about real shit. For real.
Just give me a spot on the Secret Service, man.
For real, man. Oh, man. So how long ago was your last march?
So that's the thing. I've only had one march. And that march was in September. September 17th, and it's so crazy because I was about to have another march in November 5th.
Yes. Keep it going.
I end up canceling it though because like I said, I'm only one doing this, as well as I'm the only one promoting it on my Instagram. So when I put it out there. It didn't blow up as big as the first one. Like the first one, you feel me? It blew up. The second one, it didn't blow up, not even close to how the first one. So I was like, I just canceled it because I'm just like, bro. Like sometimes as a man, you feel me? This is what I gotta work on. Sometimes I get discouraged, you know.
You definitely can.
I don't like wasting my time, and as well as I don't like looking like no fool. But it'd be hard when you be like when you be. I sit at home by myself thinking about a lot of stuff, and when I be sitting at home thinking to myself like, damn, bro, why is not a lot of, you know, more men or more women like my age like trying to help you, for me trying to put their hands and like why I feel like God gave me a good ass gift, but He gave me a gift with a curse, like, you know, the gift with a curse, like it's a big ass burden on my back, so I'm not perfect. I got emotions just like everybody else, and I be going through the same stuff that everybody else go through. So I be in here and I be contemplating, like, damn, bro, this stuff be hard. So sometimes you gotta lead by example, man. And sometimes the person that leads by example,
he gotta do it by himself with 4 or 5 followers.
For real.
Real talk. But that's what's up.
But don't worry, man. Now, listen, you got some supporters right here.
Yes, definitely do. Definitely do. I love it. I love the way he's talking and all that.
Yeah, we got to support more brothers like you. I say this all the time.
Who your favorite rapper?
My favorite rapper.
Yo, let me correct this question. Who your favorite rapper with a positive message for the people?
Man, yeah, for sure. I'm gonna have to go with my boy XXX Temptation.
Damn, you took X over Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, hell no.
Or J. Cole and all
them? Hell no, I'm into that.
Oh, man, that's different.
them old heads to me, I would even. I don't look up to them. I don't listen to their music. I don't do nothing. Like,
damn, the youth is different. I respect it, man. It's shit. Yeah. It's the youth talking.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Hold on. You was on mute, my brother. I'm sorry. I gotta mute him because when you talk, it's gonna be an echo because he got the Android.
Okay.
Yeah, those to me, those is industry niggas. Like, I'm not really into like I will for sure pick X and Nipsey. Yo, Nipsey ain't no industry nigga. He ain't no bow down to what somebody gonna tell me. Like, nigga, he gonna have his own program and you gonna respect it. And he said that a lot of his music. Like, for me, he not signing no deals to be no puppet, no none of that. And I be feeling like not Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, they cool, that's cool and all, but like at the end of the day, that's not my generation. So I'm not booming with them the same way they like. I'm for sure would just be booming with them. Like they doing their own little thing in their generation. And how old are you again? I'm 19.
Okay, so I can understand it.
Yeah, like coming out to like when it comes out to generations, like I let people stay in their generation, like I let people stay in their generation, but I'm gonna support the positive uplifting people in my generation. You feel me? Like I'm gonna be real biased with it. You feel what I'm saying? Like that's why I chose XXX, because at the end of the day, like if he was here right now, if XXX was here right now, he would be like, I think he'd be like 23, 24. So like, you know, not too far how old I am, you know? So yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Those some hard people like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, they fire. But it's the same way how I feel about Tupac. Like, I don't listen to Tupac. Tupac not hard to me. You feel me? He got some hard lyrics. He speak facts. He speak truth. But like I said, me being biased about it, like I'm not finna just be sitting there listening to him. Like, oh yeah, that's somebody I look up to. Like, nah, I'm not a liar either. You feel me? And I'm not that type of person. I'm not like what they say, like dick riding. Like, I'm not gonna do that just because everybody, oh, Tupac this. Nah, I'm not finna do that. I'm gonna ride the people that I really truly like connect with. You feel what I'm saying? For real.
I could dig it. Right, so what's your favorite spots? What's your favorite spot to get some food at out there, man?
Hey, wait, you don't stay in LA? Like,
hey, man, I'll be everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? I got favorite spots in LA, but my favorite spots might not be your favorite spot because you a youngin'.
Hey, so I'm not going to lie. Like when it comes down to me, like, I'm really, like, a trench person. Like, I'm really, like, I say to me, myself, like, I live in the jungles. I really live in the trenches. And I'm not bougie to nothing. Like, I'm really the type of person. I tell a girl, like, hey, you trying to go out? Oh, we about to go here to Denny's or something. We about to go to IHOP or, you feel me, Wingstop. Like, and like, I never like to go Hollywood trying to live it up, Benny Hines, none of that. So me personally, I'm gonna tell you, Shell, like when it comes out to some food, some burgers, some fries, some wings, some.
You on that? You see, that's young boy food right there, man. You know what I'm saying?
My spots would for sure be Wingstop. Like a lot of times, like, if it came out to like going to like
if I'm gonna go get me, if I'm gonna go get me some burgers and shit, I'm going to Hawkins.
What's Hawkins?
That's where I'm going. Off of Imperial. That's where I'm going for some burgers. If I'm going for some fire soul food, I'm going to go to Doolin's off of Manchester. Let's talk about it. Go get me some oxtails, beans, and rice. If you got a bitch, you know what I'm saying? You ever want to take them out there to go get some oxtails and some beans and rice? Go over there, you heard? Tell them Ron Kai you sent you.
For sure. Yes, sir.
Hey, 183, you got any questions?
Wait, hold on, let me mute this. Do you have any words for the youth? You know, inspiring words, anything you need to tell them?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. So, I tell you, like, you black, you a king. I mean, you a queen. Don't let nobody ever devalue you to be ever less than what you are. I mean, like, at the end of the day, you got to choose to be your king, though. You got to choose to get your crown. I mean, you choose to be a street nigga, and you just choosing to be you for me. You choosing to not have your own like empire, your own palace. You're choosing to be a peasant. You choosing to be a servant. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, kings, queens, they don't fight each other. They don't do no fighting. They don't do all that little street shit that they be doing. Nah, they don't do none of that. At the end of the day, that's what peasants do. Peasants do that outside of the castle, outside the empire. Like that's the mentality peasants got. But if you really think of yourself as a king or queen, you gotta live your life like that. You feel me? You gotta act like it. You gotta move like it. You gotta talk like it. You feel me? Respect your elders. You feel me? That's what some of the youth got bad. Like, we don't respect the elders. We don't respect what they got to say. Because what they got to say is your whole life. Because I know elders that could speak into a little boy's whole life because he didn't live his life. He didn't live a little 15-year-old boy life. But that little 15-year-old boy, he not understanding that he didn't live his whole life. So he not going to listen to nothing he has to tell him. But he not even understanding that he giving him the answers to all of the problems on that test. And life is all a test. And if you choose as a man, as a woman, you 15, you 16, you choose to want to, you know, be like, all right, he's saying this, but I'm still live like this, and I'm gonna handle how I'm gonna handle it. Man, you're gonna live in nothing but regret, misery, whatever that OG telling you. It's a lot of OGs, man. I didn't see them talk about they issues. And they issues even talking about what they done been through, you know, bringing them to tears. Cause niggas don't understand. Them young kids don't understand no 20 years to no prison. They don't understand no 15 years to the chin. They don't understand none of that. They don't understand, you feel me, your mom being the only one right there when that courtroom and that judge sentenced you and you the one that take that shit to the chest. Like, you gotta take that shit to the chin. They don't understand that life. They don't understand when they not understanding that death. They not understanding sitting there getting shot and you sitting on that floor by yourself and you bleeding out. You think to yourself like, damn, I regret everything I used to do. Because at the end of the day, you're going to die by yourself. You're going to be there. You're going to be cold. You feel me? You're going to wish you ain't never did what you did. And I got to tell a young one, like, are you really ready for this life you live in? You really ready for this world? Like, a lot of them, they don't be ready for it. They just doing it on Instagram. They try to make themselves look good, you feel me? They trying to be trophied up. Like, that's how they talk. They like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to be trophied up. Yeah, to me, you be trophied up with your friends. But one thing I always tell a person, that little feeling that you feeling, that little pleasure, that shit for the moment. And that temporary moment shit, bro, that stuff is the worst. Because at the end of the day, that stuff is contagious. And at the end of the day, your actions is gonna make you, it's gonna lead you into your actions is the reason why who you are today and what's gonna lead you into who you're gonna be in the future. And when you just moving and you just living off an impulse, living off the moment, like, oh nigga, I'm mad right now, so I'm trying to blow some shit down. And then you're gonna feel a whole fight. I'll be saying in my little songs, my little music, you're gonna feel 30 seconds for 30 years of your life. It takes 30 seconds to risk 30 years of your life. And when you understand that, because at the day you ain't gonna be mad forever. That little one moment that you was mad and you reacted that moment. And then now you gotta serve consequences that don't even compare to that little anger that you had at that moment. And then you're gonna start to understand life in that perspective, in that aspect. But why do you even want to put yourself in that perspective? Why would you even want to get to that point of life where you got to serve so much and like give up so much of your life to even, you know, to even like understand? Like, just understand right now. We're telling you the truth right now. You got OGs telling you it, and you got somebody like me. I'm your age, you feel me? I look at you and like, come on now. Like, that shit real. And that's really why I tell a person, like, for me, uplift your mind, seek and search for God. I mean, but most definitely seek and search stuff for yourself. Like, don't always listen to the big homie. The big homie, they not. You can't really say that this nigga love me if he telling you to go slide and go kill niggas. You can't really say this person love me if he's putting you in positions where it's either death or prison. He's not putting you in no positions to be no millionaire, billionaire. He's not putting you in no position to have your mom straight. He's not putting you in no position for your grandkids to be straight. He not putting you in a position for your brother, your sister that's gone, that's at home, to be good, to have clothes on their back. He putting you in a position for you to be dead or in prison. And if you don't understand that, man, I don't know what you understand. You feel me? This nigga don't love you. He don't love you. He don't love you. She don't love you. Whichever one. And once you, to me, once you realize that, then you understand life. You feel me? And then you start, you know, taking different routes and doing other things and, you know, bettering yourself. But you gotta realize that first. That's forever. That's position. That's forever. That's in those positions. But yeah.
Yeah, that's some real talk, man. Either you really listen to the older, the elders and those who've been through this stuff, or it sounds like you've been through it yourself.
That's a grown man right there. Right there.
Hey, can I say something? Man, it's so crazy. See that's why I know that God's gifted me. Man, I ain't never been through none of that. I've never been through prison. I've never been through like jail. I've never, like, my brother, he just passed, but he ain't passed from no street shit. Like, I've never had to sit over no casket and look at my homie dead. Like, for me, I ain't never even been jumped before. Like, I don't fight. I don't do none of that. Because God's gifted me with something, as well as being in the perspective of living the same life as these kids. Like I've grown up poor. You feel me? Like, I've grown up poor, have same lifestyle. Feel me? Roaches and mouses in the house, like in the apartment. Like, that's what I grew up off of. Like, nothing in the fridge. God's giving me the perspective to have that, to see the same life, but still be able to choose this whole nother road that people wouldn't even think to choose. Like, everybody think, oh, it's a hard life. All right, so let me go get in the gang, or let me go prove myself, or go prove my worth for me. Ain't no love at home, so let me go. Like, I done been through depression. I done been through suicide thoughts. I done been through hating myself. Like, I done been through stuff like that. So, like, I done been through, like what the new generation stuff, like new generation kids go through. Like, I done been through all that type of stuff. I ain't really been through all that hard lifestyle that them elders be trying to teach to these young kids. And when it come down to me, I thank God for allowing me to open my ears to those elders telling me those things, because I was like a real sponge. Like, I really soaked that stuff up. Like, bro, I could feel a person pain. And as well as I could feel a mother pain when she's talking about her son or her daughter dying to the street shit. And when I hear that shit traumatized me. It traumatized me. I'm like, man, fuck all this. I'm about to go put my foot down. I'm about to go show these niggas that's out here doing this. I'm about to show them a different lifestyle. Let me lead better. And that stuff built a passionate fire inside of my heart. Like, you feel me? I'm passionate and I stand on what I stand, like what I do. When I'm out here marching for peace, when I'm out here speaking, you know, speaking to the youth, trying to better them, and all the things are bettering the youth, the same way a nigga gonna stand for his hood and stand and die to his shit and die to that street shit, die to his hood, die to, you know, banging his sets, the same way I'm dying to what I got going on. This shit is really passionate in my heart, like, for real, for real. So, like, and definitely it's like, and as well, it's like, come on, bro, your people's died to this shit. Like, they was slaves. Man, they said blessing and tears for this. You ain't gonna live for them. Now, that's one thing that kids miss. They don't give a fuck about none of that. They don't give a fuck that these people was into slavery and stuff like that. Like, that shit hurt my heart. Like, when I hear about that, like, I'd be like, I take it to the chin. I'd be like, all right, man, I'm about to go do something about this. I'm not gonna sit here and you know, be just talking. I'm about to go put my actions in. Like, let me go change what's happening out here. Forget what y'all talking about. I'm about to go change what's going on. Coming. So yeah, but yeah, I'm for sure let the people know. Like, stay tuned. My TP3 sooner or later is turning into a nonprofit organization. And when it's turned to a nonprofit organization, where I got my 501c3 and everything, and when money start coming in, I'm gonna be able to have all the different events for these kids. I'm gonna be able to put all the money towards these kids, all the money towards, you know, uplifting my community. And you got for sure, stay tuned to that. For sure, most definitely.
Yo, that's real. That's real talk, my brother. That's real talk. And you know, the cool thing about it is, you know, you have the social media nowadays. So, you know, it's possible, my brother. Like, I see young people, old people on here get a following off of a bunch of dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you got my support, man. I'm here.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate that, King. For real, for real. Like, most definitely. That's all I really need is support. You feel me? Martin Luther King, he wouldn't have been able to be as big as he was if he didn't have no support or, like, you know, had like people behind him and stuff. I just feel like Martin Luther King, his stuff was just 10 times more bigger than Malcolm X, is because he had the following of white people as well. You feel me?
Right. And, right.
And like, I don't really care to have white people follow me. I don't. Like, I don't care about that. Like, that's not, it's not a big thing to me. My big thing is black people. We the ones that's struggling with my brand. I don't even really sell my brand to white people. Like, if they want to buy it, they can buy it. You feel me? But it's just like how Gucci make Gucci. Like, how they make Gucci, how they make Louis and all that. Man, they made all that for their people. If the black people want to come buy it, they can come buy it. But they made it for Tommy Hilfiger, all the Ralph Lauren, they make that stuff for their own people. So it's the same way with my brand. It's like my brand for my black people. Prevail, progress, prosper. Because at the end of the day, it's us that need to prevail and progress and prosper. Y'all niggas done already prospered off of what, 400 years of ours? Y'all done already prospered off 400 years of our work. So y'all don't need no more prospering. Y'all need to just sit back and just chill. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we need some prospering. We need some generational wealth. You feel me? We need some land, some property. That's what we need for our people. Man, I don't care. I do not, like, I'm cool with white people, all that, but I don't care. I don't care about, like, feel me? I don't care about them. You feel me? Like, honestly, I care about my people. Like, when somebody talks to me, I want to talk about my people. I don't want to talk about them. You feel me? For real, for real. Like, I got that, like, I got, like, Malcolm X thinking. You feel me? Like, but I'm not going to. I'm not gonna sit here and, like, you know, discriminate or bash them like no blue eyed devils and stuff like that. But I am just, I'm not gonna speak on them. You feel me? It's like, it's kind of like, oh, for example, it's kind of like how game banging is. Like when niggas talk about the ops, I mean, when somebody bring up the ops, they're like, I don't want to talk about them, bro. I don't want to talk about my ops. You feel me? I don't want to talk about my enemies. What the hell we sitting here talking about my enemies for? Like, the hell? Like, and I understood that. I can't sit here and say my white people are enemies, but they're just people to me that I don't really care to even, you know, talk about, like, for real, like, only thing I care about is uplifting my peoples and getting us out the pit that we in. Like, we in somewhere where they keep pushing us down more and more. I turn my head left and right, I see the jungles, and I just see nothing but white people coming in here, like, They gentrifying the hood, and then they building up all this extra stuff. They're like they trying to put black people out of here. I'm like, y'all still got y'all little systematic stuff. They still got a system for us black people. They still know what they doing to us. And when I see that, I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta make sure I can't align myself with them, because they still wolves. They wolves in sheep's clothing, you know. They look all innocent. They smiling in your face. They look all kind. And deep down inside, man, they don't want nothing to do with us, bro. For real, for real. They want us out of here. For real.
So where your, oh, my bad. Where your folk from? Like, where your kin folk and all that from?
My mom, she's from Massachusetts. And then my dad. I don't really know where my dad from. My dad passed when I was like 5, so. So.
Condolences, man, on your pops and on your brother. I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, I appreciate you, King, for real, for real. I be having to understand that to me. That's really just life for me. And, like, God, he got a perfect plan. So everything that happens is God's perfect plan. Ain't no such thing as no would, could, shoulds, or ifs. At the end of the day, what the reason why that happened is maybe to better your life, or build your character, make you into something that you don't even see for yourself. So you got to understand that, truthfully. God got a perfect plan. You got to either trust in it, feel me, or you just take your own role and live off your own understanding. But I choose to trust in God's plan, for sure, for sure. It's hard, though. I ain't going to lie. It's hard, but it's all good, though. It's all good. Like, I got faith, so, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Me too, my brother. All praises to the Most High.
You Muslim?
Oh, no, I'm not Muslim. I would be Christian.
Okay, for sure, for sure. I'm Christian. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Okay.
Man, let's talk about some of this music he got, man. What's up with that?
Man, I don't got no music out. All my music just written down and just like put away. You feel me? Like I got some horror music though. Like I got some fire music, like something that would like really like change the game. Like the same way I am with this. I'm not rapping about like no 223s and shooting niggas like I'm Stephen Curry. Like, no, I'm not. That shit is weak. I'm rapping about like some real conscious stuff, like some things like Nipsey. You feel me? Like Nipsey, but like I wouldn't compare myself to Nipsey because I didn't think Nipsey, he was still rapping about that stuff too. You know, Tupac, all of them, they were still rapping about that. And I kind of wouldn't even compare myself to J. Cole or Kendrick either because they like 10 times better than me. I ain't gonna lie when it comes to the rapping. But my type of music is for sure like some music that no one has ever heard. Like, you hear my music and you be like, oh yeah, I ain't never heard nothing like this for sure. Like, I talk about different stuff.
He gonna make his album, man. I ain't even there yet. This, by the way, he talk to y'all. Yeah, man. Hey, man. What's your favorite sport?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even into sports, like, but like for sure, like basketball or football. But like, I don't play those sports, and that's one thing I do regret. I do regret not being able to stay in high school and indulging into, like, you feel me, like progressing inside of some type of sport, like, you feel me, like.
You don't play no sports. You don't gang bang. So that means, man, you tapped in with the ladies.
No, not ladies. I'm tuned into God.
Okay. Yeah, this is a strong young black man right here.
I'm strictly all business. I live the life of the ladies. Like when Chill P start booming in LA, when a female starts swimming like bees. Like, and then I start understanding. Like when I was young, I'm like, I never thought that women would have been at easy. As it is, like, because when I tell you, man, these females fast, like, they don't care about nothing you talking about.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, it's bad. Like, they want to link up with you, and they want what's in them pants. Like, they don't care about talking. Oh, they're like, are you trying to go to the back seat, or are you trying to go to the, you feel me, trying to. They with it. They not finna tonight, man. And I've lived that life already, and I understand, like, bro, that life whack, bro. I want a wife, bro. Like, I want a straight wife. Like, I want a queen. I call myself a king. I'll call myself a king all day, every day, but I'm absent without a queen, man. Man, that's all I want. I want a queen. And I have to understand that I gotta stop chasing after women to try to find a queen and try to find a wife. God, he gonna provide that. He gonna provide everything that I desire. I just gotta sit back and be patient. Even with what I'm doing as well, everything, my business, my mindset, everything that, like, everything's gonna flourish if I sit back and be patient with how God wants everything to do. I just gotta be patient. And once you understand patience, as well as wisdom, knowledge, and maturity, wisdom, knowledge, and maturity is what you need before any type of dollar hits your pocket. And I used to make money, but I didn't have no wisdom, knowledge, or maturity of what I was gonna do with that money. I didn't have no blueprints. I had plan A, plan B, but I didn't have the C, D, E, and all of the Z. Now I sit down and I have all that established within myself. And now I'm just patient with everything. And I just gotta understand, I like,
man. Grown man, calculating.
For real. Like, man. Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, the females is tricky though. Like, the females, man, when you trying to do good for yourself and not trying to fall into that, that's the best time when the devil wanna come and swarm you. Like, he wanna put the females on you, like
them serpents come.
And they be on it. They be following me and they be liking my story. And like in our generation, you know that liking it. When you like someone's story, like if they keep liking your story, she trying to get slammed into the mattress. Okay. She trying to get slammed into the mattress, bro.
He giving out that young game right now. He giving out that game for y'all youngsters out there.
Man.
Y'all youngsters didn't know. Y'all better listen. He's giving out that free game.
It do not take that much. You slide in their DMs, tell them what you want. Like, oh, that's cool. Okay, you trying to link? You trying to date? Going on a date? Okay, go on a date. Boy, y'all going on a date? Man, once she doing all the, oh, you smell good. You feel me? Good? Oh, yeah. She trying to smack. She trying to smack. That's all. She trying to smack. That's all she want to do.
she gonna
be on it. You feel me? She ain't gonna deny you either. But I told all my young ones, don't live that life, bro. You don't want to live that life. That stuff come with demons, bro. That stuff come with spiritual ties. That stuff come with stuff. No, for real. Like, but I'm telling you, like, I wish. No. Let me not say yourself. I wish somebody.
It's a good combo.
I did what somebody told me because I had big brothers and all my big brothers they come in the house. Like, yeah, this girl with you. And, you know, I'm young, so I'm gonna watch a porn. You know, with you, and I'm wishing that I could have what they have. So my mindset was like, I don't care who come, like whoever come, whoever ready. I'm trying to do something with that's yeah. The mentality. And I was doing that at 12 years old. I wish I had somebody tell me like, hey, bro, this ain't the life you want to live, bro. Because, bro, when it comes down to like, you know, girls putting pregnancies on you and all that type of stuff. And, But that shit get bad.
He already know it. He prepared.
It's bad. It's bad. Man, God done grown. God done rapidly matured my mind.
That's right.
It come with a gift, with a curse. But he done rapidly matured my mind. Like, I see this stuff. I'm like, oh, hell nah. This is some bullshit.
Yeah. He enlightened at a young age. Right. You good.
Man. Yeah.
You going to be all right.
Yeah. I can tell you to all my kings, bro, these women out here, they're very deceitful. They're very deceiving and they're very sweet talking to them. Like, I mean, they easy. Like, if you let a woman sweet talk to you, like they said in the Bible, you're going to fall into a snare. You're going to fall into a trap. Because, man, it's at the end of the day, man.
Some females are serpents, man.
I call it the booby trap.
Yeah. hey, all of us up here know what's up.
Oh yeah. Most definitely, y'all OGs, bro. I'm already knowing. Y'all already know that life. I mean, that life ain't nothing, y'all.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
I like that. I like that, man. You got a good message for these youth, man. Keep it going.
Yeah, for sure. My message is for definitely straight from God, though. Like, I'm just a vessel. Like, I try to like put no pride or anything in it and say I'm the one doing this. I'm telling you, I'm not the one doing this. God, He doing this all through me. He doing this for His will, not my will. I'm not. This ain't This ain't because, oh, I woke up and said that, oh, I'm going to do this. Now, it ain't no I'm. All this is praised by the Most High, by God. He the one doing all this. So I'm just, for me, give God all the praise and glory. That's what I would say, real for real.
That's right. Talk that talk.
All praises to the Most High. All praises. Yeah, man, this was a real dope interview, man. One of the best interviews I've ever had.
For real?
Real talk, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. For real.
Like, I had many, you know, I did a couple interviews talk about the past, but, you know, this, you the future, my brother. Like, this is real dope.
Man, appreciate that. And now it's really just seeing, like, all this stuff work out, you know, all this stuff. So I understand what you say, like people talking about the past. It's like, you can't really see, you know, what they were doing in the past, but now you can really see my future. Like, you can really see what happens next. Like, what's the next chapter? The chapter after that. Like, where am I going to be going with this? So, yeah, for sure. I appreciate that, man, bro.
No doubt. I mean, all young people, you know, young people, when you look at young people, you're looking at the future. And when y'all look at us, you're looking at the past. But we all in the present together.
Facts, we is. If y'all know any other, like, interviewers or somebody, you feel me, that's willing just to tap in with me, like, for sure, just, like, let me know. Like, this is my first interview I've ever done in my life, so it's, like, you know, it's a blessing. Okay?
It's a blessing. Praise.
When I was young, I never thought that I was gonna be somebody getting interviewed by people, like, wanting to know my story. You feel me? My story was so within myself and killing me. You feel me? Because I would go through depression with my type of stories, that I never thought nobody was going to, you feel me, be in the future wanting to hear my story. Like, you feel me? So I appreciate y'all for real.
Nah, that's real. I'm definitely gonna try to see get you some more interviews and all that, man. But I try to find positive platforms. I ain't trying to get you caught up in all the trolling.
Oh yeah, most definitely. He's at the trolling. Like, what you mean by that?
Oh, you know what trolling. Yeah, young people know what trolling is. I don't got to explain it.
Damn haters!
No. I didn't mean like the word trolling. I was just meaning like what you mean, people with platforms that be trolling. Like, what you mean by that?
Well, you know, platforms who you know, be
platforms that just say, they just do negative shit. That's it.
Unprofessional, you know, getting into drama and stuff like that. You don't want to be attached to that, you know, what you're doing.
Nah, that's facts. Yes, sir. Nah, for real. Yeah, I'm I stay away from my negativity, but it's all good.
Stay on positive platform.
Facts. I always understood that, like, even though negativity get thrown at you, you got reciprocated and put positivity back. Now that I was for sure taught, like, not taught, but like, I learned that from XXX. Like, he always used to say that. He said, anybody throw negativity at you or think that they about to ruin your day, you throw them back with some positivity. You feel me? Like, somebody come talking to you crazy or something. I mean, you be the person, be the big, how you doing? How's your day going? You feel me? Like that'd be the best to set a person up. Like, they ain't even realize, like, damn, they coming at you with all that negativity, and you still coming back with them with positivity. You feel me? It's like, man, for real.
Real talk. Listen, all praises to the Most High. If you wasn't on some positive stuff, you'll be a dangerous young man.
Definitely will.
Yeah.
That boy, mind is strong.
I'll be for sure be all here talking about some nonsense. But I was talking about some fucked up options.
Man, I love it.
I'm trying to knock somebody's head off or something.
Hey, man. So where they can find you, man? Tell everybody where they can find you at.
So my Instagram is truth_tp3. You know, tap in, for me, tapping with me, for me, like I'm very much like you can go look at my little videos or whatever, listen to what I be saying. I for sure, y'all was talking about the music. I for sure got a little freestyle coming out, like a little freestyle for y'all, just so y'all could just hear the type of like message that I try to put out. You feel me? It's gonna be coming out real soon, like in like a week or something. Like
definitely that. Send that soon.
Oh y'all got.
Definitely, man. I'm definitely tuning in. I'm loving it.
I'm crying. Nah, for real.
Appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, Kings. For real. So, is this like an interview, like that y'all post, like y'all repost this or something, or like?
Oh, this is live right now. People are watching.
Oh, people are watching.
Yeah.
How many people watching? If you ask me, I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
Well, right now, nine people are watching. Right now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for
but it's going to replay. You never thought of starting up a YouTube?
Nah, I have my own YouTube channel. I just don't got nothing on there. You feel me? I don't got no subscribers. I just created it like last week. Like, you feel me? That was one of my things and my plans that I had to get down pat was for YouTube, TikTok, YouTube. I just created those. So I'm gonna start putting my platform on, like, you know, YouTube, and I for sure got some stuff coming. I gotta stay tuned. That's why y'all gotta follow me, stay tuned. Cause when my stuff drop, I'm not gonna lie, when my stuff drop, it be hitting numbers. You feel me? People for sure be tuning in. They be looking. They're like, oh yeah, this little nigga, he talking about something. So they for sure be hungry. They be thirsty for when I'm gonna drop something. Cause they never know what's next, and my followers, they don't even know that I rap. Like, they don't know I rap. They don't know I do a lot of things. You gotta always switch it up. When you switch it up, when you switch it up, that's where you start to show like you a multiple trick pony. You feel me? Like, y'all not finna catch me and think that y'all figured me out. You ain't figured me out. I mean, I got things that y'all don't even not know. So I can't wait to drop that little rap thing. They gonna be like, ooh, damn, you know, like this shit sound hard.
So what's your YouTube? What's the name of your YouTube page? Because you can still get subscribers before you have video.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put the link inside of my bio. So if y'all follow my Instagram, y'all gonna see the link
okay.
of my bio
okay.
for my YouTube as well as my TikTok, so yeah.
For sure. I definitely promote that and all that. You know what I'm saying? So anytime you want to come back to an interview, you got anything to say, where they can find your merch and all of that at? And anything you want to say before you go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my merch is all personal. Like, I mean, I do all my business. Like, you can always kind of meet. I would always link up to me. I love making little videos with my customers. Like, ooh, for me, my boy, he just came and touched down with me, you know, putting that out there, you know, as well as, for me, I do shipping. Like, if you're not in the state, for me, I could just ship it to you, for me. Like, I don't really got no restaurant at the moment, but you feel me, like, you got Cash App, whatever, it don't matter. Like, I ship it out to you. So, you know, it's, that's for sure.
All right, so Instagram is the way to find you for everything.
Yeah, all right. Come directly to my Instagram. You gonna see it all. You gonna get. I'm not Hollywood. You feel me? I'm for sure. I reply to anybody. You feel me? Like I'm not. I'm not no celebrity. but when I have made myself big or big enough. I'm not gonna act Hollywood y'all either. You feel me? I'll be willing to do an interview again. You feel me? And like, you feel me? In the future, like, I'm gonna make sure that I always like keep my hand out, you know, to my people. It's like, it don't matter if I'm big or not.
That's real.
Some of us, we got that problem. Like, we get too big, and then we get too high head, and we start acting like we too. Like, oh yeah, nah. Like, I'm this guy. So for me, I can't fuck with these certain people. Nah, I ain't gonna be like that. So for sure.
Well, I see two. Wait, hold on.
You got my support for sure.
I see two Instagrams. One is Truth. I see two Instagrams. One is active. One is positivity activist.
Mr. Stay Activated. you could follow both the accounts, because one is just my backup account, and then the other one is just my main account. The one with the black logo, like the one with the black logo, that's my main account. Like the one where I got more followers, that's my main account. And then my backup account is just a Mr. Stay Activated, and then Mr. Stay Positive is my main account. So yeah.
All right, I got it. Yes, I'm gonna holler at y'all for
it. Say it again.
Wait, hold on. Holla at Ja Boy is my Instagram.
For sure. When we hop off this thing, for sure, I'm gonna call you back.
I appreciate it, my brother.
Thank you, King. I appreciate you for real.
All right, anything you wanna say before we wrap it up?
Hey. Like I said, you're a king, you're a queen, for me. Live like it, you know. You ain't nothing less than that. If you don't let no man, no woman devalue you to be less than who you are. You know, be positive, for me. And always think about the bigger picture. Always think about the future. Never think about the moment, because the moment never lasts. Never. So, yeah, that's something I got for y'all. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for real.
Real talk, man. Positive young brother. Y'all support the real. Y'all go follow this brother on Instagram. I'll find all of the things he has to offer. And like I said, man, you gotta support her right here, my brother. So I appreciate you. Salute.
Hey, will you be able to save this little video? Like, would you be able to save it? Like be able to send it to me or nah?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the link. I'm gonna send you the link to it.
Oh, thank you, King. Thank you, King. I appreciate you. Yes, sir.
You already know, my bro.
Yes, sir. The thing is, we talk about nigga sending to Mars, West Boulevard, this mall hood, nigga. Whoopie whoop. Nigga, you don't even own nothing over here, bro. Nigga, you dying for what? For a hood? Mm-hmm. Crazy. Nigga, not me, bro. Yeah. I'm going to die for my people. My people out there, they die for us to be free. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
I never die for no hood, no gang. That shit weak. Nigga, out here killing each other. What are you killing each other for? Mm-hmm. You killing somebody? It's your brother. This is a black man. Mm-hmm. If a white person see us too, he going to think we brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He going to think a white man drive past, he going to think we family.
Mm-hmm.
Why we going to kill somebody that look like us?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you better get up on the people that don't really want you here. There's mm-hmm. people out here that don't really want you here. Not no black man. Black man, we gotta stick together, brothers and sisters.
Man, kings, talk to him.
Kings and queens, man.
Talk to him.
Anything outside that, I don't see.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
Anything outside that, I don't see. I don't see nothing outside that.
Talk to
him. Come on now.
Yes.
Kings and queens, stop playing.
Clack, clack, what's happening, y'all? Mitchy Slick and Exotic Pop done teamed up. Killer Collabo, Cherry Lime Punch. Available at all the active spots in Southeast, you already know. Green Cat Liquor, Par Liquor, and Mike's Liquor. Listen, y'all, if you don't got expensive taste, this might not be for you, man. My shit costs a lot, man, but this shit fire. Mix it with all your favorite drinks. You already know, we got it right here. Cherry Lime Punch, Mitchy Slick, Exotic Pop. Catch me in the streets. Yeah, that.
Clack, 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 clack. True to the man and not to the code. Treat. You notice the dedication to start to corrode. Treat. I wish y'all would've noticed before it started to unfold. Just think if I would've got blurred when them times that I wrote.
What's up with you? Tonight we're going live. We're going live on Wrong Kind East. You're already slow with it. Yeah. See when I do. In a minute.